Don't trade authenticity for validation. Welcome to the mess.
On the surface she looks fine, but what's inside ain't always in line. Life is good, life is bad, she's a mess, but a happy one.
Hi, I'm Little Happy Mess and welcome to my podcast. Story time. Hello and welcome back to a new episode. This is episode 38, Authenticity, Self-Empowerment and Self-Efficacy. I'm Nina and I'm your host and this is the Little Happy Mess podcast. Welcome back. Another episode in English. Haven't done that in a while. So I hope you're doing well. I'm quite okay. I've been sick for the past days. Feeling better and starting to appreciate really small things because I was just like lying in bed, couldn't really get up, and I was able to take a walk yesterday and today as well, and I was like out in nature like a baby deer. Everything was so exciting. Sometimes we forget how those small things, like the ability to get up, to do something, to feel little bursts of energy, how important those are and how valuable those are. And yeah, I started getting more grateful for everything I have in my life, which is a lot and is truly amazing. And I'm grateful for that. Anyways, I had a big realization, or like several big realizations, I would say, which I would like to share with you. And they mostly got to do with authenticity, but also self-empowerment and self-efficacy. Because in our lives, there's always things that we can't control. So for example, most of us have to go to work. They have a boss there or somebody who gives us tasks, and we get those tasks and we can't really control which tasks we get. Sometimes we do, but like, let's take this example, because that's what I kind of thought, that there were a lot of areas in my life, like at university, but then also at work, where, you know, I got things that I had to do, but I couldn't really choose those things that or those tasks that I got. And then there were several other things, like summing up to this, and I ended up, you know, like feeling really dependent, feeling really not really self-empowered, like I was in charge and kind of like other people tell me what to do and my life is not about me but about completing all those tasks that I am given and was given. And I really lacked, you know, areas in my life where I had complete freedom and where I was fully responsible and where all of my creativity goes to and where I decide what we do and what not to do and stuff like that. I was convinced that everybody else could tell me what to do, and I felt like a little victim in my life. And adding up to this, I had the feeling that I had to do things to please others, but that wouldn't align with myself and my beliefs in every area. And also, like, I couldn't speak my truth, because if I would speak my truth, then I would lose my job or I would lose friends or whatsoever. And I think that we find ourselves in those situations very often. So you don't necessarily have to be exactly, you know, doing the same things that I do, but like that something outside of us, whoever that is, whatever that is controlling us, and that we're only reacting to life and not having the ability to proactively choose the directions of our life. And that is not true. Wisdom. So, having told the story, which was not really a story, but you know what I mean, I discovered the power of no. So if you're a people pleaser, but even if you're not a people pleaser, no is really hard to say. You know, saying no to people is very hard, but also very necessary, because usually no to others means yes to ourselves. Because when you say, let's say someone invites you to dinner party and you really don't want to go there because you're not feeling like it, but you say yes because you want to be polite and it's like a week ahead and you'll be like, oh, it's going to be fine, it's going to be fine. And then the dinner party arrives and then you're there and you feel very uncomfortable. You hate being there. You smile, but you really don't feel like it. There's people that you don't like or that you don't align with in their beliefs or values or whatsoever. And then you go home and you feel terrible about yourself. You feel terrible about the party. You feel like you don't fit in and all those things. Maybe you even suffer from a panic attack or you get depressed straight after. Whatever it is, you said yes to others, but you said no to yourself. And if you would have said no to them, you would have said yes to yourself. So what if your need, for example, was to spend time with yourself or with your partner or with one certain friend, but you did that instead because you felt obligated to do that, then you didn't value your own needs and your wishes. And it's important to value them because we only got this one life. And we have this little kid inside of us that has needs, and yeah, we cannot deny those needs. And if we don't fulfill them, then it's gonna come back at us at one point or another. Maybe it comes straight after the dinner party, but maybe it comes 2 weeks later because there was another event at work or there was something your parents wanted you to do or whatsoever, and it sums up, and then we end up depressed and we're like, how did this happen? Because it was a summary of events that we attended that we didn't want to go to or whatsoever. And then we feel shit because we've denied our needs several times, and now our body just takes what it needs, which would be a break, you know, like being depressed or falling ill. You know, maybe that was the case for me, I don't know. I just accepted my fate. But yeah, the power of no is very important, and every no to others is a yes to ourselves and a yes to our beliefs and a yes to our values. And yeah, a yes in every way. And no doesn't always mean that the other person or the group of people we're saying no to is going to be offended or is going to be sad. Sometimes they even value us for standing up for ourselves, saying, no, I don't think you're right. No, I don't want to do this task because I don't think it's good for the company, or I simply don't think I can do it, or I don't think that it benefits me or you or us in any kind of way. And it shows that you're taking responsibility, that you stand up for yourself, that you stand up for your values. And if people value you, then they value you saying no. And even if they are sad or pissed or whatsoever, it's also okay. You know, it's everybody's allowed to have his or her emotions. The way they express them can be criticized, but in general, it's okay, because sometimes you get sad when somebody tells you no, or you get angry when somebody tells you no. And that's perfectly fine as well. So others are allowed to have their feelings, and we are allowed to have our feelings. But if we only say yes because we are afraid of the emotional reaction of the other person, then this person will never learn, because they will keep asking us then again and again and again on this same topic. And you won't learn to express your needs, and your body always finds a way to take what it needs and develops unhealthy patterns. Sorry for my cough. And another thing that I've learned is that it's okay that not everybody likes me, or that not everybody has to like me, because I don't like everybody either. It's okay that when I speak up, for example, when I say something that bothers me about someone or certain behavior or whatsoever, and then somebody just chooses to dislike me, then that's perfectly fine. And that's something that you got to endure. Same as like someone being pissed or whatsoever at our reaction, even people that we love. Yeah, it's perfectly fine when someone doesn't like me. And it's always, just like I said at the beginning, it's always important to choose authenticity rather than validation. So it's more important to stay true to ourselves, to stay in line with our values and beliefs, and to speak our truth. Because if we don't do, then people can never take us seriously anyways. So I don't know how you see it, but I think that people who speak up, who say uncomfortable things, but who just say who they are and who are aligned with their needs and beliefs, they really inspire me, and I look up to them. I think that they are strong. I think that their behavior is inspiring. You know, always depends in the way that they do it, but in general, I think those people, they are also very real. You know, like they are real people, and you always know where you stand. You know, you don't walk around eggshells, or you don't walk on eggshells around them, which I really appreciate, and I think is really, really awesome. And another important point is the self-efficacy point that I addressed, meaning that we always, or it's actually the same as self-empowerment, at least in my translation in my brain, so that we always have a choice. So even when people give us tasks, or I don't know, like me, I have work, I have uni, yeah, but I chose to work, I chose to go to university, and that was the choice I made. So everything else I can either accept, I can try to change, meaning that I say a certain task, it just doesn't align with me, I can't do it, I feel stressed, or I feel like it's not a good task whatsoever. So I can try to talk to people, I can try to change it. And if I really dislike you know, the study path I chose, or the work that I'm working in, then I gotta leave. And that's what it's like in every situation. So same as for relationships or whatsoever. But there's always a choice. We always have a choice. And sometimes we forgot that we chose certain things, for example. And we are always, you know, we are always self-responsible. So I can always say no. I can always say, but I want to do it another way, or I can suggest another way, but I never have to accept my faith the way that it is. There's usually always a possibility to change it or to leave it. Yes, I hope that you liked this episode. If you did, let me know on Instagram, let me know on YouTube. You can also visit my website, which is littlehappymess.com. And yeah, I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear your feedback. And I wish you a great week. Bye-bye.